From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today, China denounced the protests that disrupted the Olympic torch relays in Paris and London. Now, you might think that protests around the globe might make advertisers a bit nervous about buying spots during the TV coverage of the Summer Games. Nope. Turns out global brands like Coca-Cola and Adidas have already shelled out tens of millions of dollars apiece to be associated with the Summer Games in Beijing. Here to tell us more is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. So, Sam, these advertisers must have seen news coverage of these big protests. What are they saying?
Well, Alex, mostly they're saying it's not their problem. Instead, the brands are emphasizing the Olympics' ability to bring people together through sports. They say the political issues in China are the responsibility of governments, not of marketers. The controversy here, of course, surrounds the recent string of deadly violence in Tibet and China's support of the Sudanese government in spite of the crisis in Darfur. But so far, that's not stopping the advertising bonanza that surrounds the games. Companies like Lenovo, McDonald's, and Volkswagen have already paid record amounts to be sponsors of the Beijing Olympics. And yesterday, NBC Universal, which has exclusive U.S. broadcast rights, said it's already sold 75% of its advertising for the games. It said the prices remain incredibly strong, and marketers are showing no signs of discomfort over the anti-China protests.
Okay, now tomorrow the torch is going to come here to the U.S. It'll be in San Francisco, and chances are there are going to be a lot more protesters there. If these demonstrations continue, are these advertisers going to be in a tough spot?
I'm sure, Alex, there are many boardroom meetings happening right now that are asking that exact question, especially as human rights activists say they plan on directly some of the sponsors of the Olympic Games that they see as unresponsive to the issues. But marketers are finding themselves in a tough spot, especially since they don't want to anger the Chinese government. I talked to the managing editor of Advertising Age, Judy Pollack, and she says behind all those rosy official statements from marketers, there's growing concern about how to address the controversy rather than just ignore it.
I do think in a lot of cases the companies really do sympathize with the human rights groups and feel that there is a bad situation there, but they really don't know how to handle it because they don't want to upset the Chinese government because they can get locked out of the country. And they also don't want to get involved in any political hot potato because it's just corporations, they spend their lives trying to keep away from controversy.
So, Sam, why risk it? What is so attractive about the Chinese Olympics to these global brands?
Well, basically, it's too great of an opportunity to pass up for some of these global brands. And this is the big dilemma facing marketers. They see the Olympics as a way to tap into China's budding consumer culture, and the payoff could be huge. Nike, for example, already sells more shoes in China than anywhere else in the world except the U.S. The gamble, of course, is whether all these brands will become tarnished by being associated with the games or whether the increased exposure to Chinese consumers will more than make up for it.
Thanks, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.